the Saturday Light Brigade, and hearing the sound check was pretty cool. And you're going to get a chance to enjoy, have the same pleasure we are having this morning. I'm really kind of looking forward to getting to know Tim Ruff a little bit more throughout the next 40 minutes or so. He's backed up by Nate Zuber, who I guess is now the man known as Zoo, but there's like a symbol and everything. It's just like it's not even letters anymore, just Zoob. An awesome guitarist who today is playing a Stratocaster. What year is that? Do you know?
It's like a 2000.
Hang on, let me turn a microphone on. I'm sorry.
Sure.
What year is it?
It's like a 2004. It's got a 70s style headstock.
Yeah, it looks
really what you're responding to. Yeah,
looks really nice.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm responding to. What good way of putting it? It's reaching out to me.
Oh sure. Wait till I start playing.
Tim is a pretty good singer, I'd say, at least based on the samples I've heard from him online. Actually, he's a remarkable singer, and you'll get a chance to get to know him. Let's just get started. Here's Tim Ruff.
Tracing the steps to where I first laid eyes on one as mad in love as you. I find myself in sweet surrender, for that place does not exist. Where did you come from? How did we find it? What are the odds that this could be the moment that makes us, the moment that takes us down no road we've never been? We're in the dark, but I've never seen so clearly. We're at the start, but I've never loved so deeply. We're at the start, and I've never loved so deeply. Making our way to something special, something we may never forget. Let's just remember nothing matters, nothing but us if we just let gravity ground us. Listen, the sound of romance can be heard. Feel the motion like waves off the ocean lapping on your paradise. We're in the dark, but I've never seen so clearly. We're at the start, but I've never loved so deeply. We're at the start, and I've never loved so deeply. It's funny how we feel so indifferent to the fact that everyone's asleep. Stifled emotion, you keep in your throat, but I know that you're dying to let go the chokehold you had and be so bold as to let me steal you. Break inhibition with only a kiss and send you on a trip tonight. We're in the dark, but I've never seen so clearly. We're at the start, but I've never loved so deeply. Oh, we're in the dark, but I've never seen so clearly. We're at the start, but I've never loved so deeply. We're at the start, and I've never loved so deeply.
That's the voice of Tim Ruff, and also the acoustic guitar of his, along with Nate Zuber, playing the Stratocaster. I just sent a little tweet out encouraging people to tune into you, and old barber shops would say two chairs, no waiting. You'd see that sign. I wrote two guitars, no waiting. just come and see them. Tim, I know precious little about you other than when Erica May booked somebody for us. I trust her as I would anybody here on our team. But I know you graduated from Carnegie Mellon with a music composition, is it, or performance?
It's a performance degree in classical voice, opera.
that's something. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northwest Indiana in a small town called Chesterton.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh? Was it Carnegie Mellon?
It was completely Carnegie Mellon. I knew precious little about Pittsburgh, actually. So, yeah.
And when did you graduate?
In 2010.
Okay, so I'm glad you're staying here. I hope you will. You know, we're excited that Zub made the big decision to stay here. Whatever.
No, yeah.
Seriously, I hope you'll stay here. What do you think it's like for a musician in Pittsburgh? I mean, are you hoping to also do what you're classically trained for as well?
I find it's time wise it's really difficult to be a master of both crafts. So I don't do as much classical work as I used to. In fact, I haven't been in any opera since I graduated. I decided to go with the acoustic jazzy pop genre since then.
And did that is that something you had before coming to Pittsburgh, a love for that genre, has that developed more recently?
It's been my, I guess, my favorite performance genre even before college.
When did you start playing out? How old were you?
I did my first open mic when I was 16 years old. I don't think I did anything for a couple of years after that.
Huh? Was it based on how it went, or?
I think it was more. I did an open mic as like a kind of like a goodbye to my old life, and then coming to Pittsburgh was a completely new life. So I was like, yeah, what the heck? I should go out and play this my first song I ever wrote called "Why Does It Always Rain on Me." And I'm in Pittsburgh, and it always rains on me.
Yeah, it could do that. Growing up, was there a lot of music in your household?
There's always been music there. I'm one of six boys, and I think five of us play guitar, four of us write songs, one of us plays, a couple of us kind of tinker on the piano. So
that helps a lot. And we'll get back to another song very quickly here, but I'm curious. I think, you know, some of the jazz vocal stylings that you mentioned you had a love for, you know, before coming, a little unusual for, you know, a teen boy, right? I mean, not a little. I mean, I really still have a great love of bebop, and that goes back, you know, to my teens, if not a little bit earlier. How do you think you got that? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up, my parents played almost strictly, you know, Frank Sinatra. There's Harry Connick Jr. in there. I mean, just a lot of the crooners, is where I get a lot of my influence from. Very, very melodic singing. That's about it.
Yeah, it's interesting to wonder sometimes how you come across those things. And it's a reminder of parents, too, to be pretty open-minded with what they have their kids listen to. Otherwise, by the time you get to be Tim Ruff's age, you might be going out there singing off-key alphabet songs. you know, but which are available.
Well, since you ask.
No. Well, there are commercial recordings available in the children's section of such things. And, you know, it's I think it's good to expose kids to real music.
Absolutely.
it's important. Tim Ruff is the voice you're hearing. Let's get to another song before I'll make sure we don't run out of time by not yakking too much. What's the name of the song you did prior?
It's called Tracing My Steps.
Okay, and this one?
This one's called Lady.
Once again, Tim Ruff.
Sleep, it always comes so easy for me. But then one day I ran into a smile that tore my heart in two, and now my sleep is more like a way to see her. I'm trying hard to count all the sheep. I count them one by one as they leap, but I lose track at one or two. As lady comes a-walking through, she smiles at me and then I awake. Lady with the smile I love, smile away. I don't care if it keeps me up, wide awake. Lady that I'm dreaming of, give me a taste. 'Cause lately I've been thinking there's no escape. Don't mean to make you out like a queen, but I can't forget the things that I've seen. No, 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 I know there's something more to this. It's growing right inside your kiss. I'll be there with my lips when it blooms. Lady with the smile I love, smile away. I don't care if it keeps me up, wide awake. Lady that I'm dreaming of, give me a taste. 'Cause lately I've been thinking there no escape. I hope these words affect you, lady. Just read my lips, I read yours already. I need it right now, your effects are spreading. The way they talk whenever you laugh, I'd smile at you to see you smile back. Oh, 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 the sweet tooth for your lips, my dear, has made me lose my grip, I fear. 'Cause otherwise I'd hold you tight and kiss you, honey. Lady with the smile I love, smile away, yeah. Don't care if it keeps me up, wide awake. Hey, again, lady that I'm dreaming of, give me a taste of your honey. 'Cause lately I've been thinking there's no escape.
Tim Ruff, backed by Nate Suber. That's a nice song. How long ago did you write that?
I wrote that song, oh, geez, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has been happening to me a lot this week where I've asked quantification questions like that. And it's like, I'm just, you know, 5 would have been cool, 15 would have been cool. I don't need to know exactly. No. I was just curious.
I think it was 4 years, 17 days, and 13 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Ding. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that. Yeah, about 4 years. Are there any singers that you particularly admire, or I almost hate, I won't, unless you wish to, say that you wish to emulate, because I think most artists, but by definition, in fact, don't do that. But I'm just curious who you like to listen to, if anybody comes to mind.
I mean, I have a profound respect for vocalists, anywhere from Stevie Wonder to Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra. If you listen to one artist enough, you admire their nuance and their vocal tendencies, and I've grown to take some of the things that I like from those singers and bring them into what I do almost with every artist I listen to. So you create your own style through your influences.
That's a really good way of putting it, because the voice as an instrument is something that we don't think about sometimes, and it's like Stevie Wonder, of course nobody would deny his talent, but you forget how incredible he is as a singer. It's just amazing.
I never do.
Yeah, well it's easy to take that for granted, and yeah. I was listening a record, and I mean record, that I played from this morning, a woman named Holly Near, who is an amazing singer, a cappella, as well as accompanying herself. And it's today's the anniversary of the Kent State shootings, and it's a song about that, which I played pretty early this morning. I was listening to it yesterday to make sure it was still, you know, playable and would sound okay. Mm. I'd forgotten how incredible, you know, I mostly wanted to play it for the story it tells. Her voice is amazing, and what she's doing in terms of dropping, you know, a fifth and then rise, just the way it's done is incredible. Fellow sitting where you were last week, playing John Lilly, playing sort of country blues and a little acoustic rockabilly, doing a little yodeling, a little falsetto. You forget just how great it is. And I think a lot of people don't sing out as much as they should. You know, in other countries, at least ones I've spent time in, it's like, hey, we're going to go over, we're going to stand on the porch, and we're going to sing. Here it, like, happens on some porches, but probably not nearly enough.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So... what are you up to, Zub? Anything special lately?
Well, yeah. These days?
Yeah.
I'm still in about 8 different bands.
8? Unbelievable.
I've been working. I've been playing quite a bit. We just did, I think it was last Friday, actually, we did all of The Who's Tommy from start to finish, which was a pretty massive undertaking. So... sort of like a rubber band that's been overstretched.
Band did that?
It wasn't any one band. It was a collection of people. Josh Verbanitz from Josh and Gavin, Meeting of Important People.
Yeah.
Guy Russo from Broken Fences. And then a couple of other folks who are in and around the music scene.
Josh will be here next week with Gab Benesso,
right,
doing nice. Their Josh and Gab CD release.
Very
which
cool.
Reminds me to ask Tim if you have anything recorded or plan to.
Well, yes, it just so happens that I do. On May 21st of this year, it's a Tuesday, I'll be releasing my debut album, Love Is.
In lockstep with the music industry, the Tuesday releases, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's typically when they come out.
I figured it's the easiest way for people to come out and see. Usually Tuesday nights aren't packed.
It's a good idea. Where's the release party going to be?
It'll be at Club Cafe.
Excellent.
We'll have Joy Ike there. As well as Zach Rock from Nameless in August.
A good group of people. I'm glad you, when you said Zach, I had to think for a minute, but all good people.
Yeah.
So that should be good. Let's make sure we get some more songs. What would you like to do next?
Let's do Busy Bee. That's always a good one.
All right.
Okay. This is Tim Roth along with Nate Zuber.
Busy bee, every little bitty thing been vexing you. Hey, busy bee, you think that itty bitty sting's protecting you? No. Just take a breather, fuss makes you either impossible, irascible, bossy, or impassable. It's time we talk, just you and I. Hey, busy bee, it's been too long since you stopped to smell the pretty roses. You busy bee, you work too hard, go on and drop those chores your heart opposes. Be in your bonnet, I'll write a sonnet to keep you alive or to revive the happiness of which you are deprived. Don't you know that you're the one that I adore? And every time you cry, I only love you more. Though every day I may say, come what may, I don't know where I'd be without you, my busy bee. My busy bee. Hey, busy bee, I can see you're in a jail the way you stripe your clothing. You busy bee, you work too hard, go on and drop those chores your heart opposes. It's temporary, this load you carry, no need to regret or get upset over a day you know that you will forget. Don't you know that you're the one that I adore? And every time you cry, I only love you more. Though every day I may say, come what may, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you, my busy bee, my busy bee. Oh, don't you know that you're the one that I adore? And every time you cry, I only love you more. Though every day I may say, come what may, I don't know where I'd be without you, my busy bee, my busy bee.
That's the single from the new CD, I think. That's a nice song. I don't know if you picked the single yet, but
it'll be on there. Yeah,
yeah. It's a nice song. Well-crafted, good lyrics. How, when you guys are arranging to play together, how's it coming together? It seems really natural.
Oh, thank you.
But is one of you working out the arrangements more than the other? Or,
you know, we've played together for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
Something along
yeah,
those lines. We met in college. And so we've just, I think we've just played together for so long, and I mean for so long relatively to my career, and with you know, with so many iterations of band, and so I've those arrangements have pretty naturally come about. We have a couple of folks we work with right now. Ryan Socrates who's a drummer, and Jason Rafalak, who plays bass.
Who's Ryan play?
Well, Ryan plays with Joy. As is Jason.
And Brad Yoder, I believe,
Jason plays with Brad Yoder.
Yeah, I've met Ryan.
They have a group called Trio Plus, I believe, and it's a very cool, like, little jazz group they've got.
Yeah, he doesn't play, we had an Afro, Caribbean group. It's just Socrates. You don't forget a name like Socrates.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
When it's somebody's last name, it'll come to me. Okay. I'll remember. I didn't know you went to Carnegie Mellon either. Were
That's
you
right.
also studying music
there? No, I was studying creative writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be sure. I think we have time for two more if I keep my chit-chat under control. It's 11 before noon. Actually, there's no stress at all. We'll be able to do it. I'm really so happy that you guys are able to be here. Everything we've heard has been written by Tim. And the next song is too, I think.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Broken.
Ah, that's what that meant. He made this little Broken. They were playing charades. I should have tried to guess.
That's really trying to cue each other.
Told him something wasn't right, plaguing her past, blocking her life. Two and two, he put together and he knew, blown away, all he could say. This is not your fault. This is not your fault, baby. I love you, and there's nothing I can say to you to put your pieces back together. I try to understand what my mind can barely comprehend. I know that you've got something to work through, and there's nothing I can do. Living hell, somebody stole her from herself, gutted her clean, and the pain keeps pulling her down. Deepest deep that deep can be, lying at night where she sleeps, haunting her dreams. This was not her fault. Never was her fault, baby. There's nothing I can say to you to put your pieces back together. I try to understand what my mind can barely comprehend. I know that you've got something to work through, and there's nothing I can do. She sat in silence for a moment, softly breathing to the beating of her heart, so close but far away. He took a breath as he stared deeply into the eyes that gave him meaning every day, and promised he would stay. So here's something I will say to you to put those pieces back together. I try to understand what my mind can barely comprehend. I know that you've got something to work through, and that's why I'm standing right beside you. Right. You know my heart, it beats for only you, and there's nothing I can do.
That's Tim Ruff. Andy, thank you for... I had my eyes closed as I was listening to that song because it's a really nice lyric.
Thank you.
And Dan, or Andy was trying to wave a sign in front of me. I don't know if you could see that or not. And Andy Collier's doing a great mix this morning, as he does every week. Dan Getkin, Masters of American Music, is who Mr. Socrates was playing with. He just looked that up for me.
Thanks,
I don't know if you know those guys. They were awesome. They did a really great set. You know, when you call yourselves masters of American music, you're kind of thinking, "What's it?" They were great.
Well, you better bring it down, setting up the bar.
they deserve that title. I'd like for you guys to play us out if you can. With your last song, I just want to thank Mark Rogowski from Dancing Classrooms Pittsburgh for being with us. Good luck today and tonight, and next week, that is, at Pittsburgh Alderdice. Martha and Terry, Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, for being with us. Also, Rebecca, thank you for playing with us today. It was great, Rebecca Silverstein, to have you play flute, Propel East and Little Mermaid, Hip Hop on Lock alumnus Sahar Turner, and you. And thanks for being here. And Nate Zuber and Tim Ruff.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having us both.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I found a coffee, and there was a half a muffin in there that was very good. All right. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Eat more muffins, or I will.
Will do. All right, we got sailing.
Oh, hey, Tim, I'm sorry. Website, is it timruffmusic.com?
It's timruff.com.
Oh, excellent. We linked to it. I wanted to be sure we had it right, timruff.com. Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt.
Hey, no worries.
No, I've never gone sailing before. I think I'll go today. Floating high above the sandy floor. Tow my troubles far away. No, I've never gone diving before to the depths where light won't go. Take the troubles I don't want anymore. Watch them sink below. I think I'll go sailing. Think I'll go sailing on the wave. Sailing over my troubles' newfound grave. Sailing off into the sun. Sailing. I think I'll go sailing. Though I've never gone to visit the moon, I'm sure I will someday. And I'll float so weightless like a balloon over dusty fields of gray. And though I've never planted briars before, my troubles I will sow. Oh, sitting frozen, freeze frame forevermore. Far away my ship will go. I think I'll go sailing. Think I'll go sailing on the stars. Sailing far away from all the planes and trains and cars. Sailing, flying by the sun. Sailing. I think I'll go sailing. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go sailing. Think I'll go sailing on the stars. Sailing far away from all those planes and trains and cars. Sailing, flying by the sun. Sailing. I think I'll go sailing.
Tim Ruff and Nate Zuber, thanks. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.